This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. As world leaders prepare for another round of climate talks, a new United Nations report finds global warming is accelerating. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement, countries agreed to try to limit warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial levels. Monday's emissions gap report from the United Nations Environment Program says to have a shot at that goal, nations will have to slash their emissions by 42% by the end of the decade.
The report shows that the emissions gap is more like an emissions canyon.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' report calculates that the Earth is on a warming trend towards more like 2.7 to 2.9 degrees Celsius. The report sets the table for international climate talks at the UN Climate Change Conference, known as COP28, in Dubai later this month. I'm Jennifer King.
About 240 hostages were taken during a deadly cross-border rampage into Israel by Hamas militants on October 7th, which prompted Israel to invade the Palestinian territory to target Hamas. About 1,200 people, mostly civilians, were killed in the Hamas assault, according to Israeli tallies, the deadliest day in Israel's 75-year-old history. Since then, Gaza's Hamas-run government said at least 13,300 Palestinians have been killed, including at least 5,600 children and 3,550 women, by unrelenting Israeli bombardment.
We are witnessing a killing of civilians that is unparalleled and unprecedented in any conflict since I am Secretary General.
UN Chief Antonio Guterres on Monday, who took office on January 1st, 2017, Hamas is a U.S. designated